But what has happened in the last 24 hours is that the Nigerian government has received offers of assistance from the international community. Some were direct offers, others were involved the Nigerian president himself requesting for support. We have the United States offering to support Nigeria to send a team of experts, intelligence and security experts, to assist with the search for the girls. And the U.S. Secretary of State, Senator John Kerry, had a telephone conversation with President Jonathan yesterday. And as you speak, discussions are ongoing about the intervention of the Americans. Today, three other world leaders also offered assistance. The Premier of China, Mr. Li Keqiang, is currently in Nigeria on an official visit, and is also attending the World Economic Forum on Africa that Nigeria is hosting. And he had a bilateral meeting with President Jonathan today. And one of the highlights of that meeting was the Premier of China offering China's assistance, particularly in the area of surveillance capabilities and the training of military personnel. At 1:50 p.m., also on Wednesday, May 7, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Mr. David Cameron, also had a telephone conversation with President Jonathan, in the course of which he offered the assistance of Britain, which was also accepted and welcomed by President Jonathan, and for which President Jonathan thanked the people of the United Kingdom. And then at 7:05 p.m., also Wednesday, May 7, there was a phone call from President François Hollande of France, also offering the assistance of France. So what you find is that from all over the world, including Africa, President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya was also in Nigeria this week on a state visit. And one of the highlights of that meeting also was President Kenyatta and President Jonathan coming together and addressing the press and saying that they stand together, they stand ready to work together to put an end to the reign of impunity and to ensure that terror anywhere in the world is an attack on the rest of humanity. So there is a meeting of minds in terms of what the international community feels. There is a sense, a shared sense of outrage within the international community about this crime against humanity, because clearly the abduction of the girls, the threat to marry them off by the terrorists, the threat to sell them into slavery is an affront against humanity, and it's an indecent assault, you know, on all moral standards that the world stands for. And it is just as well that the international community, the community of enlightened men and women, is coming together to say no. The girls must be brought back. They must be brought back to safety, and the agony that their parents and guardians are going through and the embarrassment that this has caused the Nigerian people must come to an end.
Now, let me ask you, the U.S. Help, when do they arrive and when do they begin work, if I may ask you?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether it will be proper to have to give the details on air, because we are also dealing with security operations. But I can tell you that from the tone of the conversation between Secretary of State John Kerry and President Jonathan, there was clearly a sense of urgency that this is not a task that can wait. So there's no doubt that the Americans, if they are not already in town, they must be on their way, because this is not just the first time Nigeria and the United States will be collaborating. Nigeria and the United States have always collaborated in many ways, and in the fight against terror, at all the times that President Jonathan met with President Obama in the last 2 years or so, the issue of the fight against terrorism has always been one of the issues of discussion between them. And I think that the British and the French and China also spoke with the same sense of urgency. So you are likely to see a situation whereby there will be a great multilateral, effort to bring the nightmare that this abduction of the girls has caused to an end.
There have been reports of cross-border terror activities carried out by Boko Haram militants. What is the collaboration between Nigeria and neighboring countries to stop or combat these terrorist activities carried out by these militant groups?
Well, our immediate neighbors that are involved include Cameroon, Chad, and Niger. And, you know, these neighboring countries work in collaboration with the security chiefs in Nigeria. They have regular meetings, and the collaboration is at two levels around the Lake Chad region, where there is a multinational joint task force comprising Chad, Niger, and Nigeria, and also with Cameroon being involved in the efforts. And this has been a standing force, and that force is backing up the Nigerian security forces to monitor the borders more closely, to check the proliferation of small arms and light weapons, to give the chase to terrorists who are involved in cross-border operations. Because oftentimes, we have had cases where these terrorists, they escape into Cameroon, or they operate around the Cameroonian border, or they escape to Niger and Chad. So there has been that standing cooperation under the auspices of the Lake Chad Commission, under the auspices of ECOWAS, and also with Cameroon. Nigeria and Cameroon are also involved in the Gulf of Guinea Commission, you know, where, you know, Nigeria and Cameroon and other countries within the Central African region work together to check piracy, to check crude oil theft, and to check cases of any kind of cross-border international criminality. So that collaboration is there, that cooperation is there. What Nigeria is looking forward to and is working on is to further strengthen that cooperation. And in the conversation between President Jonathan and President Hollande today, Wednesday, May 7, one of the issues that came up is the proposal by the Nigerian president that France could help to coordinate, to further deepen the partnership among these neighboring countries, particularly Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon, to further work together to check the threat of terrorism and cross-border criminality.
There have been criticisms of President Jonathan's administration, with people saying that the administration, and for that matter, the state government there, did not particularly move fast enough to trace these young women abducted by this terrorist organization. What is President Jonathan's response to such criticisms?
Well, you know, in this kind of situation, we're dealing with human lives. We're dealing with the security of lives and property. And anywhere in the world at all, the abduction of girls, whether they are 100 or they are 200 or they are 300, is something that is frightening, is something that is sad, is something that is tragic. So people are bound to feel a sense of outrage appropriately. People are bound to be emotional. When you consider the kind of psychological trauma that the affected, the families are going through, then you know that the demand for urgency in putting an end to the nightmare is understandable. But what President Jonathan has continued to point out is the commitment of the administration, the determination of the federal government, and he has called for the cooperation of the parents and the guardians, and also of other stakeholders, state government, local governments, religious leaders, spiritual leaders, leaders of thought in the affected community. Because to deal with this peculiar challenge, security challenge of terror, requires concerted action, requires collective commitment, and he is providing leadership in mobilizing not just state resources, but also the Nigerian people, to see that at this moment, we must all be united in fighting terror, in fighting criminality, and in ensuring that the evil thoughts, the evil deeds of these criminals, you know, involved in this crime against humanity does not prevail in our environment.